AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. House Ways and Means Committee Chair Paul Ryan is thinking it over this weekend about whether he wants to be the Speaker of the House. Some hardline conservatives like Freedom Caucus Chairman Jim Jordan would consider Ryan, but he wants to see changes in the power structure.
He took a model that was so controlled, top-down, centralized kind of power model. He diffused that kind of power and empowered the members. So I think that's the model we want. I think whoever the next speaker is, Paul Ryan or anyone else, has to go to that kind of model.
Now, Jordan is also thinking about Daniel Webster as a possible speaker candidate. Jordan was on Fox News Sunday. The changes include shifting some power from the speaker to committee chairman. Over the past 2 weeks, the price of gas dropped on average nationwide by only a half penny. The average price, $2.34 a gallon. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the big price drop at the pump may be over.
We are likely finished with this glut environment that gave us such a wild ride down.
Gas prices dropped 52 cents a gallon over the past 17 weeks. Lower gas prices are in part to blame for expectations that there will be no cost of living increase for people on Social Security next year. The AP's Shelley Adler has details.
The government is set to announce the COLA, or lack of it, on Thursday when it releases the Consumer Price Index for September. Inflation has been so low this year that economists say there's little hope the September numbers will produce a benefit increase for next year.
With floodwaters receding in South Carolina, officials hope to have a stretch of Interstate 95 reopened in a few days. Drivers have had a 168-mile detour through Columbia. Bridges damaged by floods need to be repaired. A man running in the Chicago Marathon today suffered an apparent heart attack. A fire department spokesman says paramedics revived him. The Chicago Tribune reports the man was taken by ambulance to a hospital. His condition is stabilized. This is AP Radio News. It's been some wild finishes in the NFL today. Some games have gone to overtime. Cincinnati needed extra time to beat Seattle 27-24. Atlanta beat Washington in overtime 25-19. And in Baltimore, it was Cleveland shocking the Ravens 33-30 in overtime. The number one movie at the box office again, The Martian.
Mars will come to fear my botany powers.
Hotel Transylvania was second. Pan flopped in its opening weekend. First Lady Michelle Obama is tweeting her Spotify playlist on International Day of the Girl.
This girl is on fire!
Alicia Keys is on the First Lady's list, so is Beyoncé and Demi Lovato. The United Nations today designated its International Day of the Girl to promote awareness for gender inequality around the world. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.